just some halachot as introduction to the laws of tying knots on Shabbat and untying. So the way Maran sets it up in Shulchan Aruch, basically there's three levels. Level number one would be Hayuv Hatat. Level number two would be Patur Aval Asur. Level number three would be Mutar. And it's based on Shitat HaRambam. Level number one, that's Hayuv Hatat, would be that the knot is a permanent knot and it's also a professional knot. We call that it's Kiyum, Davar Shel Kayama, and it's Ma'aseh Uman. If, let's say, the knot has only one of the two properties, either it's Uman, but it's not permanent, or permanent, but not Uman, it's Patur Aval Asur. And then if you have a knot that's not permanent and not Uman, so the Halakha says it'll be Mutar. So based on those three principles, the Biur Halakha has a question in the first Biur Halakha. Assuming that a person makes a Paris seat. Making sisit is not ma'aseh uman. It's a very simple knot. You don't have to be a craftsman to make these strings of a sisit. And assuming, let's say, that you make a sisit with not permanent intention. For example, your intention is only to leave it for one day, not longer. So why then isn't it permissible to make sisit on Shabbat? Why can't I make the knots on Shabbat? Again, it's not ma'aseh uman, and my intention is to untie it after Shabbat. So therefore I have no ma'aseh uman, and I don't have Kesher Shel Kayama. Then why is it forbidden, according to all the poskim, to make a Paris seat on Shabbat? Answer says the Biur Halakha, because even though your intention is to undo the seat on Motzei Shabbat, since the majority of people, when they make the seat, they do it to keep it, your intention cannot undo the majority of people that leave the seat permanently. So therefore, it doesn't go necessarily according to the person's da'at. It goes according to with the normal way how this knot is normally made. So therefore, it would be forbidden to make zisit on Shabbat. Furthermore, it should be pointed out, Acham Avadya writes that sometimes when a person has a zisit, the knot, the top knot on the string, gets loose. So on Shabbat, he just wants to come along and tighten it. That would be Asur. Could be according to Rashi, could be Asur de Oraita. Because again, Rashi doesn't care about Uman. Rashi just cares about the permanency. And since it's a direct lead, it's not permanently, it could be Asur de Oraita. According to Harambam, it's not Ma'asi Uman, but it is permanent. At least the intent is permanent. Therefore, it would be Asur de Rabbanan. So we have to be very careful on Shabbat. There's a big desire when you see it not loose, just to tighten it to make it strong. Of course, according to Halakha, that would be forbidden.